Time for another NBA preview. Today we are focusing on the Portland Trailblazers with Sean Hyken from the Rose Garden Report getting set for another season. Sean, how you been?
I'm good, man. It's been an interesting offseason, a bit of a chaotic offseason, but it's been good.
Yeah. Before we get to that offseason, and let's talk about things that may have, you know, transpired to get them, you know, to this point. Let's go back to last year's season and kind of what we saw from the Blazers, went a respectable 13-14 after the All-Star weekend and had the 11th best record in the Western Conference, even made a little bit of a run there towards the end, thought maybe they were going to, you know, find their way in. But what were your takeaways from the season as a whole, your assessment of kind of, you know, the season?
Well, I don't think it went the way anybody expected it to, whether it be fans or media members such as myself or even people in the organization. I think everybody went into this last season expecting that they were going to be one of the teams in kind of the Utah, Charlotte, Washington tier of teams that were trying really hard to get Cooper Flagg. And for the first half of the regular season, that's kind of the zone that they were in. They got blown out by 60, or not by 60, by over 40 points at home two different times. And it was just, it was not looking, even though it was looking like that was kind of what the season was going to be. And then at the halfway point of the season, the switch kind of flipped. And from then on, you know, for the last 41 games of the season, they were 23-18. And over that stretch, they had the third best defense in the NBA. And they didn't quite make the play-in, but they came close enough that they kind of adjusted what their expectations were going forward. Like, they're not focusing on rebuilding and playing for lottery balls anymore. You saw what happened with, you know, they traded for Drew Holiday. They're trying to, I don't know whether they're going to actually do it or not because the West is deep, but they're trying now. Like, their goal this season is to get in the play-in or at least be competitive for the play-in. So, like, their goals have kind of shifted radically based on the second half of last season.
Yeah. Not only do they trade for Drew Holiday, they bring Damian Lillard back. Of course, he's, you know, suffered the torn Achilles there during the playoffs. So, you know, his future is uncertain, at least for this year. Blake Wesley agrees to a one-year contract. Then you have the buyout of DeAndre Ayton, the trade that sent, that brought Holiday back, sent Anthony Simons to the Celtics. So tell me, you know, a little bit about, you know, those maneuvers, kind of your thoughts on, you know, what the Blazers did this offseason.
Well, the most impactful one, I think, by far, out of those. I mean, I'm putting Dame to the side because he's not going to play this year. Like, that's already been decided. Okay. Dame said that at Media Day. So we're like, that's a great, like, feel-good, you know, move for the fans. But he's not going to play this year. So I'm putting that one to the side for a moment. But by far the most impactful one of those, and kind of a sign of what I was just talking about with them now being in trying-to-win mode, is the trade for Drew Holiday, which, it was kind of an interesting full circle moment because Holiday was in the trade that sent Lillard to Milwaukee.
Right.
And then the Blazers flipped him to Boston because at that point in his career, he was still like, look, I don't want to play for a rebuilding team. I want to go, you know, try to compete for a championship. And that obviously worked out really well for him in Boston. He got a ring and a big contract out of it. But because the Blazers, I mean, I know there was like some chatter about, like, was Holiday going to be happy being traded from Boston to Portland, you know, but from what I understand, Holiday was, he appreciated the fact that when the Blazers traded for him the first time, they worked with him on getting him somewhere that made sense for him when they sent him to Boston. And, you know, because of that, there was some goodwill between him and the Blazers front office. And so far, since he's been here, through the three preseason games that they've played so far, he's been great. He's been, you know, he's Drew Holiday. He's been in the league forever. He's pretty plug and play. He gives them an identity on the defensive end. He gives them, you know, some of the leadership stuff that they've been missing since they traded Dame. But that was a move that they made because they were trying to win more games this season than they won last season. So that was the most impactful of the move. And then the other one I think that's worth talking about is the DeAndre Ayton buyout, which I think was kind of a mutual thing because he saw the writing on the wall that he wasn't going to be a long-term guy here because they drafted centers in the last two drafts since they got him, with Donovan Klingon last year and Young Hansen this year. And the Blazers, you know, since they obviously invested a lot in those two young guys, they were fine with, you know, doing that. With, you know, the last year of his contract, they were trying to trade him. They couldn't really find a trade without taking back long-term money, so they just decided to do that, and then he ended up with the Lakers.
So let's dive in a little bit deeper here in that roster there, Sean. When it comes to, you know, the young guys, the developing guys, the guys that need to take a step forward, you got Chris Murray entering year three, Scoot Henderson, year three, Shaedon Sharpe, year four. Tamani Kamara's guy that has kind of emerged as well, entering year three. Of course, you mentioned taking the centers, Donovan Klingon, into year two. And then Young Hansen, everybody's like, this is a major reach. And then now I think the NBA Twitter, there's nobody that they love more than Young Hansen right now. I guess speak to those young guys and kind of how the Blazers are trying to, you know, take that extra step.
Well, yeah, the Young Hansen thing is just a complete phenomenon. And I think it's gonna take a little bit of time for him to get adjusted to the NBA. He still barely speaks any English. He has a translator that pretty much does everything with him, and plus, you know, going from the physicality of the Chinese Basketball Association to the physicality of the NBA, like, that's going to be tough. But he's already become such a fan favorite. You saw, like, what he did at Summer League, and then also just the amount of people, and, you know, through the first couple weeks of training camp, there has been so much Chinese media coverage of the team and fans that, you know, I've seen a lot of, like, Chinese fans and, like, a lot of young jerseys already at the Moda Center. So it's like, it's just a whole different element of, like, a whole different group of people that are, like, intently following the, kind of like how the Rockets were, like, the official team of China when Yao Ming was playing. That's kind of the Blazers right now. So that's, I think he's going to end up being a good player, but I don't know if it's going to happen for him right away, because this is going to be such a steep learning curve for him. But as far as the other young guys, with Scoot, unfortunately, I mean, he did start to kind of break out a little bit at the end of last season, but he's been out since the start of training camp with a hamstring tear. They said it was a couple days before media day that they announced this, and they said it was 4 to 8 weeks. So he's still on the shelf. They don't know exactly when he's going to be back, but from what I understand right now, it's not something that they think is going to need surgery. So, you know, hopefully he gets back soon and he's able to pick up where he left off last season. Chris Murray is definitely a guy that needs to show something this year, but he's had a pretty solid training camp so far. And then the other guy that I think the most pivotal one, Tamani Kamara, we know what he is. He made second team All NBA in his second year last year. He's really good. The guy that I think is really going to decide a lot about what this Blazers season looks like is Shaedon Sharpe, who I think is the most talented player on the roster in terms of what he can do. But he just has not, whether it's due to injuries or just him not being consistent, he just hasn't been able to, you know, do what, you know, what he can do consistently on a night-to-night basis. And that's been, you know, it's been an issue. When they made that leap the second half of the year, the night that started was a game against the Bulls where Chauncey Billups pulled Shaedon Sharpe out of the starting lineup and told us publicly that it was because he wasn't bringing it defensively. And Shaedon, you know, eventually responded to that and by, you know, playing better defense and earning a spot back in the starting lineup. But with him being up for a contract extension in the next week, whether that happens or not, you know, we'll see. But he kind of needs to show that he's really going, you know, he's going to be able to do what he can do consistently. And so far in training camp, it's been very positive. He, you know, everybody had said before any of the preseason games started that he's been locked in and he's been the most impressive guy in camp. And then he's looked really good in the three preseason games. He's looked a lot more confident. He's looked a lot more assertive kind of at both ends. But whether he can kind of do that once the regular season starts, that's going to, I think, decide a lot. And he has a chance to be kind of the swing piece for this team, but it's kind of up to him.
Yeah. The other one I should have mentioned, Denny Avdija, of course, had a great year his first year with Portland. You know, can you expect much more from him? Can you expect even, you know, that type of season again? What are your thoughts on that?
They love Denny Avdija. I mean, when they traded for him, they kind of figured this is a guy that's undervalued. He's on this lottery team. He hasn't really been able to do that much in Washington. But they thought there was kind of some untapped upside there, and they were proven that. You know, that's why they gave up two first-round picks for him, which was kind of a eyebrow-raising move at the time, as you know, for a team that ostensibly was rebuilding. But that gamble kind of proved right last season. I would say he was, either him or Kamara were their best player for a lot of that run. And, you know, he got to do a lot more. Avdija got to do a lot more ball handling and playmaking than he really was able to do or given permission to do in Washington. And he showed that he was really up to that role. I think he's he's had a little bit of a rough preseason, and I think that's because most of the rest of the team was in Portland playing, doing pickup runs and kind of be spending time together. And then in September, Danny was not with the team because he was playing at Eurobasket. So there's a little bit of a, reacclimation period that needs to happen there. But, Danny's going to be fine. I think he's going to be really good again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to it. I think the Blazers are a team that, not maybe so much the casual NBA fan knows about, but the tuned-in NBA fan going to watch them as much as they possibly can this upcoming season. Now, the tough thing is, of course, in the Western Conference, it is absolutely jam-packed and loaded. When it comes to the Blazers, Sean, in your opinion, what constitutes a successful season for them this year?
I think they would be thrilled if they made the play-in, mm-hmm. and even made the playoffs out of the play-in. I'm not going to say, oh, this is what's going to happen, because to your point, the West is so tough that you can have all this positive stuff going for you. You can just finish 11th or 12th in the West because there's just so many good teams in the West. But I think I think they're probably around like the 10th, 11th best team in the West, but when you're at that point, then you only need to have a couple of the teams ahead of you have to deal with injury stuff or have bad seasons or have something not go according to their plans, and then you get in there. So I think it's totally reasonable to say, like, the Blazers will at least, like, they're not Utah anymore. We're not going into the season comparing them to, like, a Utah, Charlotte, Washington, like, that group of teams. Like, their goal of this season is not to get a lottery pick. Their goal is to be competitive, and if they would love to make the play-in, they'd love to make the playoffs. We'll see if it happens, but that's more the mode that they're in now.
Yeah, Sean Hyken again, Rose Garden Report. Sean, really appreciate the time here previewing the Portland Trail Blazers. Enjoy the season. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.